of, right?
Sichas Chumra.
Omer Seichel, yeah?
I have it in the...
Yeah,
in the
Archives bit.
Is there an extra copy? I forgot to bring my hard copy.
Up to not including the beginning of Nun Zion.
Nun Zion.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Okay, somehow I have a...
So we explain that a person has different metzias in different kufis of the Bria. There's also going to be a difference in the hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar neshama seira hobi vaday, ki chol dover shesor shiyem yushav alefana mekor meshaitre. Vata shavar. So obviously, so let's explain to me that flip side of it. Amar seichol, ri'i, yesh ha'tzomim magashmim v'tzomim ruchim. We have physical beings and spiritual beings. You see what kind of difference in here. Kagashmi is to Chisus Varegabaruchis. Gashmi is inferior. Ashenyon Nichbaramula. Vehincha Roya. Kama mina aura yesh beruchdim kama na chajgos in Gashmi. And you see the difference in how much aura there's the ruchdim and how much in Gashmi. And we spoke last time about the difference that itself defines ruchdim and Gashmi is the level of aura. So anything we do that's focused on physical needs and physical framework is avela volim. Umoys adam avema oyin lechol blishtes vesaretz yischeru heim chol ela dvarim kutsim niklum vaday klola shel dava kol divrei agashmis vateva loz heim kveishav leor mashad baruch hu masipan moylam venimner leboy. So the Akharish Baruch Hu's Hanhaga reflects that. Adrabe, manchem is oiler derech bedroch shal eilu, ach in yonim aruchdim, zer derech ishkan korponim yisbar, shemeelam biktusha vizer pashat. Mitevi ato, kishtayim eilu hei moistus hanigrosi yisbar choshin kol buon. Midas has to punish him. All of his staff are galad akvoidit. Midas has to punish. So Akharish Baruch Hu's own hanhaga as well splits into two: the hest upon him and the gil upon him, and the type of anhaga that we tend to have in this world is a hest upon him anhaga. The anhaga of the other world is ours upon him. So mida connected mida, we don't see. It's not even mida connected mida as much as in the context, the appropriate context for what we have in this world is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behesta. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us only in ways that are mustar, not really begolim. Closer, called if I got us a teva laws in place of the or mashadun baruch hu masim oilam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain sense is misleading us by dint of the hest upon him. So when we're looking to say what are the elementary interactions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Bria, we're going to answer Helam or Hest upon it. And the truth is, in a certain sense, let's give an example. on a computer screen, you can see an infinite variety of images. But really, down at the bottom, every image is either pixel lighting up. Every pixel has two states, lit up and not lit up. That's it. There are no other states. But the whole complex picture comes about through variations of that. So really, if we ask ourselves, what is the metzius of the world, we're going to say it's all, it's one thing is kaveh, hester and gili. There are just so many variables that you can get an infinite amount. But the dominating feature in this world is Hester. So nature and everything we see in this world are all really manifestations of Hester Panim. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, everything is seen in a way where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not seen. Umashu b'anhogu b'abriya. And as the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhogu is, that's how the Briya is. So that means that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to do something, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to intervene, he will choose most likely not to intervene with Goli. He will not show himself, because the Anhaga today is Anhaga Behesed. That's the Tzurit Anhaga, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose not to intervene. Can if Roy Magasim Akur Libra Vest upon him, Kiloya Halem Te Kotche. Anything that we find that is very material, it's because there's a lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilu. In other words, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way to create something very coarse or thick or something like that, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not mayor into whatever it is. There was a lack of ha'ara as opposed to a coarseness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to make things coarse. If he takes away the ha'ara, then mele stuff by itself. You know, if I don't show my hand and I don't, and you don't see what I'm doing and how I'm doing, why I'm doing, then automatically it leaves the sense of being by itself, on its own, not coming from anywhere. The can if Roy my gas of the evil best upon him, kill a hale and play coche, varuch the equipment and bring our spot. I'll be saying this ale, that's a kibas as a group in the shop. That's the kibas of the shama, shaguf in yonah behold of hay and behest upon him in shakma boy. And his shama call you near the horus upon him. The hine, ha odom who atzmoy hametakin vanitka. Kes atzmoy takva vodase. Who in your vasisim atem sishin os chazal. So now, the person, whether or not there will be ha'ara spanim in a person, more ha'ara, really depends on the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not infusing any ha'ara spanim into the Briya, and therefore we can choose which way we'll go with it.
You can choose to see it, he's not infusing it, but it's there.
Well, we'll see. What are the tikkunim that make something more haras panim? It's usually how you act with something, how you deal with something, how you bring out something. It's your interaction with something that makes that kind of thing. Yeah, but it's much more. It's the whole package. If you do mitzvahs and you take a chayfetz and you're using it as a mitzvah, you're sort of giving it meaning that is not physical. You're showing the ruchnis of a davar. And let's take an example. Food appears to us as something very material. You want it, you like it, you take it, you grab it, you eat it. But let's say a person is in the habit of giving it. And he's always finding something to give it to. So all of a sudden, that whole food takes on a different flavor, different surah. This is something that's across the board. The question is the language you use, the terminology, what you stress. But of course, that is the way we do it. So if a person is magbir his guf, the guf goes more and more chayshach, and the neshama becomes less and less visible. Well, the hefech mizeh im yizgabal yitzav yosem midak ero. That's how it comes. It says the gavan and neshama the guf with the sachachayim. The Ata, Tiri Simu Roishal Oila. Now you'll see the difference in the previous Doros, which are good Doros, enlightened Doros, to us who are benighted. The whole world is also on fulfilling itself physically. I must mention, I said it last graduation, because there was an article in The Economist about, this is going back a little more than a year ago, that one of the things that they're trying to be aimed on is, why does a person have a brain that so much of it is devoted to things that are useless, like art and music and philosophy and learning and all that stuff? It puts you at an evolutionary disadvantage. Imagine if all of that brain could be there for how to grow better crops and how to eat better and so on. You know, or if we'd be missing that part of the brain, and we'd have a much simpler structure. So that's a big puzzle. So so one carrot they gave was, and don't laugh, for shidduchim, that since anything that's an advantage of somebody else attracts more mates, like, you know, a brighter colored feather and so on, so I guess the guy who happened to speak on art music was a little more but that was one teretz. The other teretz was much more convoluted in that. But I said, you know, we look at the same facts as science, and we ask ourselves, why is so much of the brain devoted for hunting and fishing and in a shelter and with tachsodom? I said, we're both on the same set of facts. It's just that our question is a very different question. But it's amazing that, you know...
It comes out to the same answer, though. Who can support Shidduchim?
Okay, good. He's practical. It's something that... So if a person says to himself, you know, so much effort is expended on Dvar Hashem Mabekach, it doesn't make any sense. Another person looks at it and he says, it can't be that. There's something deeper in a person.
The question that Rebbe formulated, would you say that it's that's a clone of the world that it on the regional levels?
Correct. You know, the fact that we do have, I mean, the matzah before was, you know, Malach Hashem is what suddenly Basser and suddenly Yayin. But we were not capable of living that way because we sinned. You know, sometimes the things come too easy, and, you know, it's like somebody has no worries, no problems, and it's cushy, he doesn't worry. So it required a balance between the two.
But even on who you kind of a head, the structure was such that he had to deal with chet, which is inefficient, so that he could vasis ematem, right? In other words,
Could have been just by the Abdul Hashomer. He had one mitzvah, one avera. Had he succeeded in that, that would have been called vasis ematem.
Right, but even in that, it's an inefficient system to have somebody worrying about that. Do I eat from the tree? Don't I eat from the tree again?
Correct. But everything good. Okay, so you're right. But the question
evolutionarily, the question assumes existence as the good. We assume overcoming the challenge. So Mamela,
we also have a different. We also have a very different definition of what existence is. In other words, to us, a person who's physically alive, but not much, but nothing else.
Russia Bechayim.
A person who's going to say, I'm doing well. A guy's retired, maybe 30 years. He gets up in the morning, he fishes, he eats breakfast, he takes a jog. So we ask ourselves, what's the point of it? We really don't see the point of it. I spoke in when Reb Nosson's fee was Nifter. So the I said a hesped in one place that I said was in Ariel Shul in Dunwoody in Atlanta. It's a cure of shul. I looked around the audience and I said, no, it's not the place for. They didn't know who Reb Nosson was, what, and so on. So I spoke, you know, I spoke about what it was like. I put Reb Nosson in their shoes walking to Mishnah for the first time. And so, you know, that tips up. But I said again, I said, there's a chazal. I said, my brother-in-law was sick and got sicker, you know, as time went on. He had Parkinson's and it became more difficult. He became more and more worn out and sort of falling apart. I said, let me tell you our perspective on it. There's a chazal that says, Toiv Yoimabis Miyami Boldo, marshaled to two ships that were in a dockyard, coming into the dock. One ship was an old sea vessel that was coming in from its final journey. It was old, beaten, worn, and the other one was a brand new ship being launched. So nobody paid attention to the old ship that was sort of limping back home and for its final journey. And everybody was oohing and ooing about the ship that was going out to sea. And a Chacham Echad said, Shaitim, this new vessel, you have no idea, will it survive? Will it bring cargo? Will it do what it's supposed to do? What? Yeah, the other one, the one coming home, you know what it's accomplished and it's come down. That's the one Shabbos finds for. He said, America is built on the worship of beauty that produces his beautiness. So somebody at 80 looks like he's 18, like he's never done a stitch of work in his life, never worried about anything, never thought about anything. He just looks baby-faced. That's considered pretty. That's considered good-looking. I said, I don't envision something else. When somebody looks like every inch of his body has been used up, that, you know, every his brow has been furrowed for a lifetime, his you know, his hands at work, that's beauty. And it's a very, very different sense of beauty. An 80-year-old man who looks as virgin as an 18-year-old, done very little in his life. It's a turnoff for us. When somebody looks oiskehar, you know, there's a word in Yiddish like an old skanim say somebody who's worked through to the bone, like to the core, he's changed, he's worked, he's that's something that we're very, very you know, that's beauty to us.
Convention
control. Yeah, correct.
Remember, you once spoke about there was an advertisement for a fasting pill on Yom Kippur, and it said, "Look at Ne'ila like you look at Kol Nidre."
Yeah.
What a bizarre.
Yeah, it's right.
If you look at Ne'ila like you look at Kol Nidre.
Right.
What a total waste of.
My father's been a brother. Like he had difference in the second. So as a shaman, he surely went to a lot of different levayas. He did a lot of functions. So there's a levaya where it's like he noticed they ushered the family out, then they brought the casket in, then they brought the family in, then they brought it out, they ushered the family. He has a lot of new parading. So he asked the guy what it's all about. He says they try to be makbid, the family shouldn't see the urn being put in or out because it might break their hearts. Something like that. So my father said, you know, maybe there are times in life when a broken heart is actually a good thing. Maybe the heart is not always supposed to be so stout and you know, maybe there's a time when a person's heart is supposed to skip a beat and you know, and have something that people's like, yeah, that's my father not made in business. Okay, so he says,
if Hashem helps.
He marked the Adam as Kufa Mashlitoi. Okay, Vishosh Kazel Shabana, Kagufra, Odni Yachit, Best, the Panel or Spanim, Arcadia Sins Ocher, Mashenkin, the Shama, Brua Baharas Panim, Arcadia Kemis, and Nitzkis, Biosa Zaka. Vomnom, Imagbadam is Kufa Mashtitoi, he knows about from Bidder Shumari, Kim the Lloyd, Nahigat Sel Panim. Because Bogu takes you where you want to go. If your Hanhag is within Teva, Kashbogu takes you there. ומכאן נמצא שירוחק מאור החיים מן החכמה ודעס ומשוקה בזבל זו מסחומריס בעולם הזה. So it's a cycle. It's sort of a vicious cycle, if you want to call it. It keeps looping round and around. If a person is more and more involved in themselves, he becomes more and more involved in himself, becomes more and more looped in himself, he becomes, sinks to the physical world. Vitiri says, Shezeo mashakolar metchila uzachem azeh. This is what happened. Kibiyois shaholchach enehem, vishlita gufala inishama, alkein gan shmocholachim on mestaparim. So, they march in tune. A lot of them metchila bezezepetrecholachem, and when I am over holocolam of the few, Narshot Malik. Vachachma holcha tonnevistakim the other. So basically, this is what we mentioned before, the klala of a person having to be osek in the physical world and being physical and getting involved in the physical is his own course. This is the world you want, this is the world you have.
The irony is that we're saying that there is, this is a klala, but the klala can also allow you to access the human bottom if you approach it correctly.
Correct, because like if you make the move, so in a certain sense, ultimately, you're the one that creates that type. It comes out at the end when things will be misukin, you'll have made the takana from. It's like somebody who is, you know, because there's mice and he's cast aside, but when he lifts himself up from the bootstraps, he was able to accomplish something incredible. Even though he was so nitche, he still managed to put himself together. So there's always the flip side that you know, when a person becomes a bal tshuva such a matzav, he comes back. In the gvul of his seichel, that's his machshavis. Halitiri, anara kotle yakimai chachma lizara leklau. A young boy has no shaykhs to chachma and doesn't care for it. So his circle of intelligence, circle of sense of things is very small. Al adam, kol tinik b'yach 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 playing, hacking, patchkin, that's as his mind becomes like, he wants more important things. But that's v'eluyah. When they had big seichel, big das, they would find hano only from things that are important and big. Bin is a rash and asim achachetosh adam. Shavusa ashpo ba'orim and amin anushi v'nishu t'vuim ach v'dibay achumim esagas. Ala shetikin akadosh baruch hu Yisrael b'matim teira avem kilkulem be'egel u'shapishem ha'atosam v'nishu ha'olam ba'feila v'darchei ha'teva medumim. Loikein, v'yoysa d'mashes nishmosei oz gam akadosh baruch hu yopan ha'elo v'yaleili l'godli az kech nashrofim. There were some doors that were more and some doors less. So basically he's saying that he's giving a little bit of a different type to Hanhagas and Sparrowku are sort of parallel to the Anhagis of the person himself in terms of, is he living in a physical world or in a spiritual world? In a ruchnistic world or a material world? And in line with that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is naive with the person. That's the person Mahalo. I'm thinking, you know, Rabbi Chanan says that, you know, people look to Rabbi Carson because of Taivis and so on. I'd like to think about it a little bit nuanced, a little bit differently. When the world was interested in looking for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, for a deity, then we looked at the world with a creator. Today, because science is not interested in a god, so they see the world more and more in terms of the physical, you know, everything. It's a closed physical box. No need for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I think that's sort of a hanhaga. Goes parallel. If you want to see it that way, you'll find more and more pieces of puzzle, and it'll fit in the way you want to fit it in.
Confirmation bias.
Yeah. But it's more that's Hagash Baruch Hu. If you see yourself as, you know, a physical little being and that's all there is, it will reinforce itself. You'll see more and more of it. So a lot of it has to do with how you're looking at it. What are you seeing? What do you expect to see in the world?
In terms of the material wealth that people have, you know, we see it all over the board. In other words, there's some people that have a lot of wealth that clearly are very mishuka in Olam Hazeh, and it seems like the Baruch Hu with them is in very much that way. There are very few, but there are some Baalei Chesed who just give away amazing amounts of their money, and you see that they. But like everybody else in between, it's hard to see a relationship between the shefa of material things on some people and the way in which they look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words,
you know what? It has to affect you. If the world is primarily a physical world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fellow who's helping you. Even if you're very frum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the guy who helps the business run and helps it prosper and gives good ideas to the caterer on how to make the Pesach good and so on. And a person sees it through the eyes of his kugel. You know, that's him. It's a yes. In some ways, he's a Elohim. He's a brain shoulder and so on. But at the end of the day, he has his way of making it more humanistic.
So are we saying that it's a much more internal process? It's
correct.
Almost like not. We can never know. We can never know how a person. And there's an infinite scale of people's ability to.
Correct, and very varied. There are different ways. Some person in the world of Midas can see things as very. There's a Chumris of Midas. It's me, and he upset me, got me angry, and I don't have to stand this, I don't have to take this. And you know, and on the other hand, in money you could see differently, and in the other hand, in Tivis is different. It's so many aspects, so many things. It's not linear. It's not monochrome. It's very, very complex. As complex as the world.
Is it wrong to call that part of Mida Kenega Mida meaning the way that I see it, or it's not really Mida Kenega Mida?
But Akadosh Baruch Hu will not do anything to upset the boat. If you're seeing it through the eyes of Hishtazat, that requires Akadosh Baruch Hu to reply in kind. I don't need to make any movement.
It does. That is a
meaning. It's a meaning, but it's almost locked into. Okay, good.
By a goy, I mean, the goy is a shock to the goy also, right? In other words, the goy sees
godliness
in the world of many from goy.
Correct. So, to some degree, of course. But so Klai Yisrael has a much sharper version of it. Klai Yisrael is you know, they see it, of course, as you know, in its glory, in its everything. But in Chanami,
you do meet goyim that seem very God-centered.
Our emuna is that the type of emuna that is expected of us, where it's all. Eimed Volvano is not Shaykh to Masol. That's yeah, it's not Shaykh. They believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Koach. I can't read minds. They believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Koach within the Vriya. Leharaya, it's very rare that you find a Hiskaskus with somebody says it's all Ruch, it's all. The baseball games are just wrong. This is just wrong. That's just wrong. The level of Asek and. The Eirad Mulvada means that at the end of the day, except for Ruchnias and Dasal, right. Nothing exists. I don't know, you know, it's hard to see that. Almost all of them can speak about goodness and being fine people and good people and so on. This is a very unique.
I'm talking about people who seem to see God in everything in their lives.
I can't, you know, it's very hard to put this in someone else's mind. I don't know what to tell you. So, after Yotzeklal, I'm not seeing something right, I don't know.
Is that right? The Dasgers themselves say, but I'm not in my bar, I'm a screw from Masha, you mean, other than you spark, how? The media should go to Kane Yimdo,
So he speaks of Mida Kineged Mida. The way I was explaining it, it's a lot more like that's the Metzias. I'm not sure. I don't know quite how to.
If he refers to it as Mida Kineged Mida, why is Rebbe stepping back from.
Because his whole explanation till now was almost automatic. The person is locking himself into a world that's called Chamrius, and therefore everything is seen through the lens of Chamrius. It's almost as if that's what you're doing. And yet he speaks of Mida Kineged Mida, and like Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing it. So I'm not sure how to go with that.
So is Rebbe pointing out a dichotomy in
I'm going to have to see two slightly different messages, and the whole lead up seems to be an automatic process that you're generating, and then he makes this jump to this.
So wouldn't that mean that both of these things are true? That is, wouldn't that mean that, that
correct, but
our own internal world is going to be shaped by our perceptions?
And then also, even more so will get back. Yes, that does seem to come true. Yes, correct.
That's more the idea of Ashkocha piece. Right?
Correct. That Ashkocha, right. Ashkocha, right. Ashkocha, right.
And it seems that there's a part of that that's not Ashkocha at all. In other words, the part in which we've colored our own perceptions.
Exactly. That's the lead up over here.
And once you've done that, Hashem will give you.
And also, right. So both of our tools, Akash Baruch will also not make any effort to like Kriyas Yamsu, whether you believe it or not, it slapped in your face. It kind of boom. There's no way to explain it. Okay.
Okay, good.
So we'll offer that in a couple weeks. Yeah.